All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It's that time of the week, folks, my weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. Now, in week 13, I went 9-7, but for week 14, I've already gotten off onto the right foot. I picked the Dallas Cowboys to go onto the road this past Thursday and defeat the Chicago Bears, which they did by the score of 41-28. And once again, it was a balanced attack for the Cowboys versus a porous defense for the Chicago Bears. Now, there is plenty at stake this weekend in the National Football League, and the logjam in the AFC as far as the playoff picture will be a little bit clearer. So here are my remaining picks for week number 14 in the National Football League. Now, I'm going to start off with a big one in the AFC North as the 7-3 Pittsburgh Steelers travel to take on the 8-3-1 Cincinnati Bengals. Now, the Bengals come into this game sitting in first place in the AFC North, and they are also favored by 3 points over the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers, on the other hand, they've been a head-scratcher at best. You look at some of Pittsburgh's bad losses. Two losses to NFC South teams, and both of those teams had losing records. I'm talking about the New Orleans Saints last Sunday, and earlier in the season, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, along with a surprising road defeat at the hand of the New York Jets. Now, for Pittsburgh, it comes down to a balanced attack on offense. You saw a Steelers offense earlier this season that was clicking on all cylinders. They have to get back to that, and they have to take some pressure off of quarterback Ben Roethlisberger and rely on running back Le'Veon Bell more as a runner as opposed of a passer as he's been lately. And they have to find a way to get wide receiver Antonio Brown to football. Defensively, Pittsburgh has to get back to being a physical unit because in the past few weeks, they've looked old. And, you know, it really hurt them last week when they lost at home to New Orleans. Now, on the flip side for Cincinnati, it comes down to them having a balanced attack offensively. They struggled last week on the road against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but the bottom line is that they were able to get themselves a victory. Now, Andy Dalton, the Bengals quarterback, did look shaky in that game, and I guarantee you that Steelers defensive coordinator Dick LeBeau is going to cook up a game plan that is going to frustrate and confuse the young quarterback. Cincinnati's defense has been able to pick up the slack when Dalton has faltered this season, and I think that will once again be the case in this one as it will be a tight one. But Pittsburgh is a desperate team right now, and I'm going to take the Steelers on the road by the score of 23-20. Now, in the nation's capital, the 3-9 Washington Redskins will host the 5-7 St. Louis Rams. St. Louis comes into this game favored by 3.5 points over Washington, and both of these teams right now know that the playoffs in 2014 are out of the window, but they are simply playing for pride. And with the St. Louis Rams, you have one of the most physical teams in all of the National Football League under head coach Jeff Fisher, and you can expect another physical performance from them this Sunday afternoon. The Redskins defense will have their hands full with Rams rookie running back Trey Mason, who asserted himself in the second half of the season, and he already has over 500 yards on the ground, and he will look to hit the century mark once more. Now, it will once again be Colt McCoy under center for the Redskins at quarterback, and he will have his hands full with this physical Rams defense led by Robert Quinn. Now, the Rams were not getting a lot of sacks in the first half of the season, but defensively, they have been able to take it up to another level in the second half of the year. Thus, I'm going to take St. Louis on the road in this one by the score of 27-20. Now, speaking of teams waiting for the season to get over, you have the 3-9 New York Giants traveling to Nashville to take on the 2-10 Tennessee Titans. New York comes into this game favored by 1.5 over Tennessee, and they are looking to end their 7-game losing streak. New York thought they had it figured out last week when they had a 21-0 lead on the road versus the Jacksonville Jaguars, and it blew up in their faces as they lost the contest by the score of 25-24. I think for the Giants, what they have to do is find a way to run the football, and hopefully that means a healthy or somewhat healthy Rashad Jennings at running back. The Giants simply have to find a way to protect the football offensively And they have to look to build off of the positives that they got from last week against Jacksonville. This defense had 7 sacks against the Jacksonville offensive line, and they are going up against another rookie quarterback this Sunday in Zach Mettenberger for the Titans. On the flip side for Tennessee, they have to be licking their chops seeing what Jacksonville was able to do to the Giants last week, and they have to be thinking, what can they do to go out there and do the same thing? I look for the Tennessee Titans to try to have a balanced attack with Mettenberger at quarterback along with Bishop Sankey at running back and try to stop, put the pressure on this New York Giants defense. The Giants really have been unable to stop the run all season long, and if Tennessee wants to win this game, they should have a healthy dose of Bishop Sankey at the running back. It's not going to be a pretty game. I don't see a lot of people watching it, but the Giants will find a way to win this one 24-16. Now, a big one in the NFC South, in spite of the fact that both teams have losing records. You have the 5-7 New Orleans Saints, who will host the 3-9 Carolina Panthers. Now, both of these teams were playoff bound in 2013, and both of them did have high hopes heading into 2014. But right now, even with a record of 5-7, it is New Orleans that simply controls their own destiny in the NFC South. They appeared to figure it out last week on the road versus the Pittsburgh Steelers after losing 3 consecutive games at home. Right now, coming down the stretch, Saints quarterback Drew Brees has to take his game to another level, as it is simply time for him to put this team on his back. And Brees is a guy that is more than capable of doing that. On the flip side for the Carolina Panthers, this team has lost 6 games in a row. They are struggling, and somebody aside from quarterback Cam Newton has to simply get up there and make a play. Carolina, the season cannot end quick enough for them, and more than likely you can expect a head coaching change, and I don't see the Saints feeling sorry for them this Sunday. I'm going to take New Orleans at home by the score of 30-20. Now, the 2-10 New York Jets will travel to frigid Minnesota to take on the Vikings, who come in with a record of 5-7. The Vikings come into this game favored by 6 points, and for good reason. It's going to be cold up there. Then on top of that, the Jets have just simply had no good play coming from their quarterback position this year, whether it be Geno Smith or Michael Vick. Now, the Jets ran the football a ton this past Monday night in their home loss to the Miami Dolphins, and they're going to try to do it again. But I see this Vikings defense stacking the box and making Geno Smith beat them with his arm, and there's a big question mark around that. On the flip side for Minnesota, you see a youngster at quarterback in Teddy Bridgewater that just gets more confidence as he's playing under offensive coordinator North Turner, who has been known to be a guru as far as developing quarterbacks. Thus, I'm going to take Minnesota at home in this one by the score of 24-17. Now, a big one in the AFC with huge playoff implications has the 7-5 Baltimore Ravens traveling to take on the 7-5 Miami Dolphins. Now, Baltimore suffered a tough loss last week at home at the hands of the San Diego Chargers, and they will look to get back on track against the Dolphins, who are feeling good about themselves as they got a victory on Monday Night Football. Now, for Baltimore, it's plain and simple. A balanced attack on offense led by quarterback Joe Flacco and running back Justin Forsett, and their defense has to get after people. But it's going to be a little bit tougher for the Ravens right now due to the fact that Pro Bowl defensive tackle Haloti Ngata will be suspended by the NFL for the final 4 games of the season after testing positive for performance-enhancing drugs. On the flip side for Miami, they need to take advantage of that with the Ravens' interior defense and try to run the football with Lamar Miller. It's going to be interesting to see how these Dolphins wide receivers line up against this Ravens secondary and how the Ravens overall rally without having Ngata in their starting lineup. I believe that Baltimore will be able to do that, and they get the road victory over Miami by the score of 27-23. Now, another one in the AFC with huge playoff implications. You have the 8-4 Indianapolis Colts, who are in first place in the AFC South, who will travel to take on the 7-5 Cleveland Browns. Now, this is a classic old-school NFL matchup here. I'm talking about pre-merger, when the Browns and the Colts were two of the teams that jumped over to the AFC as a part of the merger in 1970. That was a long time ago in yesteryear as far as NFL lore. But for the present day teams, you look at two teams that they have different philosophies right now. And I'm saying that because the Colts are pretty much set at the quarterback position with Andrew Luck, while Brown's starting quarterback Brian Hoyer has to look over his shoulder because Hoyer was benched in the second half last week in favor of rookie quarterback Johnny Manziel. And it took Browns head coach Mike Pettin to this past Wednesday to let the world know who his starting quarterback was going to be for the upcoming week. Bottom line is both of these teams simply need to find a way to run the football. You look at Trent Richardson, a running back for Indianapolis, and of course Terrence West and Isaiah Crowell at running back for the Browns. But the X factor for the Browns could be in this game what Josh Gordon, wide receiver, and Hoyer's ability or inability to find a way to get him the football. This Browns defense must find a way to put some pressure on Andrew Luck and just frustrate the youngster, but I don't see it happening, as I'm going to take Indianapolis on the road in this one by the score of 34-23. Now, the 2-10 Tampa Bay Buccaneers will travel to the Motor City and Ford Field to take on the 8-4 Detroit Lions. Now, the Lions got a victory on Thanksgiving Day at home over the Chicago Bears, and they are looking to fatten up in the win column coming down the stretch as they look to get back to the postseason. The Lions are favored by 10 points in this game, but the Bucs are not ready to roll over for them yet. You know what, that cover two defense under head coach Lovie Smith in Tampa, they are going to look to make life tough for Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford. But you look at the wide receivers that Stafford has the opportunity to throw the football to, not only Calvin Johnson, but Golden Tate, who has been able to take some pressure off of Calvin Johnson this season, as he has 80 receptions for over 1,100 yards receiving. This Lions defensive line can make life tough for opposing quarterbacks, and I see them doing the same for Buccaneers quarterback Josh McCown in this one. Thus, I'm going to take Detroit at home by the score of 24-16. Now, the 6-6 Houston Texans will travel to Jacksonville to take on the 2-10 Jaguars. Now, Houston comes into this game favored by 6.5 points over Jacksonville, and they are looking to get back above the 500 mark. It's simple for Houston. Run the football with running back Arian Foster and set up your defense led by defensive end J.J. Watt to make life tough for Jaguars rookie quarterback Blake Bortles. Now, the Jaguars have to feel good about their comeback victory over the New York Giants last week, but they are going to find out very quick that they are not facing the New York Giants for a second consecutive week. And I'm going to take the Texans on the road in this one by the score of 24-19. Now, a big one Sunday has the 7-5 Buffalo Bills traveling to the Mile High City of Denver to take on the 9-3 Broncos. Denver comes into this game favored by 10 points, and that is simply because of their offense led by quarterback Peyton Manning. If the Broncos can get up on the Bills early, it will put their defense in a good place to put some pressure on Buffalo quarterback Kyle Orton. But this Bills offense led by Kyle Orton, they just simply have a never-say-die attitude. And I want to see which Sammy Watkins at wide receiver shows up for the Bills to go up against this Broncos secondary. It will be a very intriguing matchup when you talk about Sammy Watkins at wide receiver for Buffalo going up against Aqib Talib at cornerback for Denver. Now, this Broncos offense, like I said, they will look to put a ton of pressure on this Bills defense, but this Bills front seven knows how to get after quarterbacks, and if they are able to put some pressure on Manning and sack him early, it will be interesting to see how Denver responds. I think this is going to be a tight game at first, and eventually in the fourth quarter, the Broncos find a way to pull away. I'm going to take Denver at home by the score of 37-23. Now, a very interesting game out in the desert has the 7-5 Kansas City Chiefs traveling to take on the 9-3 Arizona Cardinals. Now, KC lost a tough one last week at home at the hands of the Denver Broncos, and they are looking to get back on track and hang around in that AFC wildcard picture. Now, for Kansas City, it's simple. Give the football to running back Jamaal Charles and get out of his way. But at some point, a wide receiver for Kansas City has to find a way to to get busy in the red zone and start scoring some touchdowns. Now, this Chiefs defense got an early Christmas present as Andre Ellington will not be at starting running back for the Cardinals in this one as he is out with an injury. But the Cardinals are expected to get a wide receiver, Larry Fitzgerald, back into the starting lineup. And it will be very important for the Cardinals to get some type of flow with quarterback Drew Stanton. This team has been anemic at best as far as scoring points in their last three games. But I think that this defense and the Cardinals special teams are going to find a way to get it done for them at home. And I'm going to take Arizona by the score of 17-16. Now, the one that a lot of people are talking about in the NFC Sunday has the 8-4 Seattle Seahawks traveling to take on the 9-3 Philadelphia Eagles. Both of these teams won their respective divisions in 2013, while, of course, Seattle was able to go on and win the Super Bowl championship. Philly is undefeated at home this season, and this game will go a long way as far as playoff positioning goes in the NFC. Now, the Eagles come into this game favored by 1 point, and you look at the rivalry with these head coaches. Of course, Pete Carroll from his days at USC and Chip Kelly from his days at Oregon. Both of these teams love to run the football. You look at Marshawn Lynch for Seattle and, of course, LeSean McCoy for Philly. Now, you look at the quarterbacks. Of course, Russell Wilson is a Super Bowl winning quarterback, and Mark Sanchez has stepped in and done a good job playing quarterback right now for the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, it's going to be interesting. You look at this Eagles wide receiver unit going up against this Seattle secondary. We know that there are some ball hawks back there in the Legion of Boom for Seattle, and they look to make life tough for opposing wide receivers. So I really think this game is going to come down to field position and, more importantly, turnovers. I think Seattle's defense is better as far as forcing turnovers than Philly's unit, and I think that's going to be the difference in the game, and I'm taking Seattle on the road by the score of 27-24. Now, the 7-5 San Francisco 49ers travel right across the bay as far as one of the shortest road games in pro football as they will take on the 1-11 Oakland Raiders. Now, San Fran comes into this game favored by 9 points, and they have to feel good about themselves because the game is going to be in Oakland, and I guarantee you that there will be a ton of 49er fans making the trek across the bay. Now, for San Francisco, it's simple. Give the football to running back Frank Gore along with rookie running back Carlos Hyde and let them do the thing. But the bottom line is San Francisco has to find a way to score some points in the red zone. On the flip side for Oakland, you know, this team was embarrassed last week by the St. Louis Rams 52-0. And we're going to see how prideful this team is this Sunday when they come out there and play, because the last thing you want to do as a professional in the National Football League is go out there and simply lay down consistently every Sunday afternoon. But the bottom line is this. If this 49ers team is able to get a double-digit lead on the Oakland Raiders early, it's going to be tough for rookie quarterback Derek Carr to bring them back. Why? Because Jim Harbaugh, the Niners head coach, is simply going to turn the dogs loose defensively. You're going to look at Alden Smith and Justin Smith and that crew, and they're just going to go out there and rush Carr and make his life extremely difficult. Thus, I'm going to take the 49ers on the road in this one by the score of 34-20. Now, on Sunday Night Football, you have the 9-3 New England Patriots traveling to San Diego to take on the 8-4 Chargers. Now, New England comes into this game favored by 4 points after their loss last Sunday to the Green Bay Packers. And after that loss in Green Bay, New England did not return to Foxborough as they traveled to San Diego, and they have been out there all week as far as preparing for this contest. It's simple for New England. You look at Tom Brady at quarterback, you look at Rob Gronkowski at wide receiver, but if they can just get that balance going with the running game, and I expect a heavy dose of LeGarrette Blount in this one to keep that Chargers defense honest, he's going to open up big things down the field for guys like Gronkowski. Now, on the flip side for San Diego, this team is simply goes out there and they know how to find ways to win games. You look at last week, everything was against them on the road as they took on the Baltimore Ravens. But when the gun sounded, it was the Chargers that got the road victory. You have one of the better quarterbacks in the National Football League in Phillip Rivers, as he is simply cerebral. Now, this Patriots secondary is one of the better secondaries in the National Football League. and they will have their hands full with wide receiver Keenan Allen, who is big and physical. Now, I expect Patriots cornerback Brandon Browner to shadow him as much as possible, while you also have Patrick Chung and Devin McCourty over the top. This is going to be a tight one, but I look for New England to get back on track and get the 31-27 victory. And finally, on Monday Night Football, you have the 5-7 Atlanta Falcons traveling to Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin, to take on the 9-3 Packers. Now, the Falcons are 5-7, and they have the tiebreaker currently with the New Orleans Saints for first place in the NFC South. Quarterback Matt Ryan has flown under the radar a little bit this season, and I think that has to do with the fact of the Falcons' record. Now, you look at Julio Jones at wide receiver, and he's on pace to go over 100 receptions and probably get about 1,500 receiving yards this season, and he will look to put some pressure on this Green Bay secondary. But the bottom line is the Falcons' defense will have their hands full stopping number 12 at quarterback for Green Bay, and I'm talking about Aaron Rodgers. He is having another MVP caliber season, as he has already thrown 32 touchdown passes. And if he throws 30, if he gets to 35 in this game, it's bad news for the Falcons. And I think the Falcons are going to have a bit of bad news in this one, as they will lose on the road to Green Bay by the score of 37-20. Folks, those are my picks for week number 14 in the National Football League. And I want to once again thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of the day's action from week number 14 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.